He's fine. Got rolled up a little bit and wanted to go back in. We ended up holding him. Actually, I think he did go back in for a little bit, but he's okay. The only thing we have is Brandon. He's got a, what does he have? An ankle. So, other than that, we're okay. Yeah, I thought he operated fine. You know, we didn't help him in a couple of situations. We, you know, third down, we had a couple of big drops when he played, you know, on the three or four series that he played. So, but I thought he was sharp and running the group and running the no huddle, you know, for the first time out, you know. So we just got to grow off of that, come back next week, play a little bit more.
You don't have a quarterback,
huh? No, I don't think so. No. Actually, Brock came in, made some good plays. I thought he missed some too. And then the young kid, you know, he spins the ball really well. We knew that coming out. You know, it was just a question whether all the other pieces could maybe fall into place. And he's very calm, so we'll see. But he's making a lot of progress.
What did it feel like being here tonight?
You know, Dale, it's business as usual. I mean, obviously, I've got a lot of games invested here and a lot of years invested here and childhood invested here, as a matter of fact. But so it's great to see people. It's great to see a lot of those players that, you know, I was a big part of. They were a big part of my life for a long time. And, you know, but reality is the game's over and preseason moves on, and it's time to get ready for the season. So we got a lot of work to do.
With the offensive line coming back.
Excuse me?
Last year you were here as a coordinator. Was it different at all coming back the first time as a coach?
I mean, I wouldn't say so. I mean, if you last long enough in this league, you're probably going to come back to a few places. So that's just part of the job. So.
The offensive line appeared to pick up where they left off. How pleased are you with that group and the ability to?
Well, I'm pleased with a lot of things we're doing, but I'm very disappointed what we're doing right now short yardage-wise. I mean, I think we're 1 for 5 or something like that on 3rd and 1, and, you know, that's staying on the field. That's 15, 20 more plays, you know. So that's a disappointing part, and we're trying to become more physical as a team. I think we did run the ball pretty good average-wise, but, I mean, you got to stay on the field on 3rd and 1. So I'll go back and take a look.
Was there adjustment for you as well, Coach, when you're dealing with an offense with no huddle, run,
Well, I think, you know, like I told you guys to begin with, we're gonna be able to do everything because he's done it, and there's some things that obviously we're doing different, so here comes an addition. I'd like to think that throughout the course of the season we'll be able to play either way, and, you know, that was a mindset tonight that we were going to pick up the tempo early in the game, and, you know, I thought we did a good job with it. We just, like I said, got to stay on the field on 3rd down.
You moved up Ronnie Hillman a notch here this week. Looks like he's fitting in well.
Yeah, he's moved himself up, Mike. You know, he's had a really good camp. He's the guy in the group that has a little bit different, I don't want to say talent, or you know what I mean, the gear to get the ball to the edge. So, and he's responded. He's had a good camp. He deserves more reps and keeps playing like that. He's going to continue to get some more, you know. So, but I thought all of them ran the ball pretty good with the opportunities that they had.
Simeon, sometimes with guys like him, you try to hide him from the practice squad. It doesn't look like
not supposed to talk about stuff like that.
No,
it's, I mean, we got to find out what he is, Mike. You know, there's no hiding anybody. I mean, we're going to let him play. And, you know, the question of him coming out, there wasn't much action. You know, there was, you know, he was a kind of split time with another quarterback. But like I said, we knew he would throw the ball well. And the thing that's been impressive is some of the other stuff starting to take place, you know, running the group and handling, you know, I don't want to say that's, you know, it's a preseason stage, but you're still on the road and you're, you know, backed up on your own, 8-yard line to start a big drive. So continues to do those things, and, you know, he's trying to prove he can play in this league, not only make this team.
What did you see from the defense, especially in terms of pressure? I mean, it's 12 sacks.
Yeah, it's coming from everywhere. That's the good thing. You know, we're very consistent defensively. Probably the thing that's most disappointing is we're giving up penalties that help people extend drives. So that's something we've got to improve upon. We had a big personal foul, had a big PI in the back end and some 3rd and long situations. But I think we're deep on defense, and, you know, it's a good thing. We'll keep fresh people on the field, and, you know, hopefully we can stay after the quarterback.
You said Brandon had an ankle. Are you talking about Marshall or Tebron?
Tebron, yeah. Yeah, it's good for him to go back to work. You know, I thought he worked the last 3 days at camp, probably his best that he has worked. And so I wanted him to go out there and play with Peyton. He gets, a few balls come his way. But obviously he's a fine player, and we need to pick up the reps this week, so we'll do that.
Coach, can you talk about Vasquez up there on the offensive line, what he brings?
Yeah, Lou's the leader of the group, you know. He's the elder statesman of all those young guys out there. So, you know, Lou's working hard. He's had a good camp, and like I said, he's done a good job with the group. I think Matt Paradis has done a really good job for a young player to run the group. So, like I said, we want to see this. You know, we're gonna have some growing pains, but we want to just watch him continue to get better. And I'll go take a look. But I think we did some things better tonight, and obviously probably, you know, got a lot of things we got to improve upon.
You got some tough decisions on the kickers.
Yeah.
Trying to find tonight?
I don't know. We let Brandon do all the kickoffs. You know, we know that's a strength of his. Try to go back and forth with the other guys. You know, the best thing we can do right now is continue to put them in a competitive environment in camp and go from there. We got plenty of them right now, so we'll give them plenty of work this week.
A few more for the coach. It's sort of a homecoming for Owen Daniels, too. Do you like how he's coming along?
Yeah, he's had a good camp. We've kind of got him on the same program we got Peyton on as far as giving him some time off. He's a fine player. He knows what he's doing, knows how to beat coverage, very smart. I think he's going to be a good fit, and the more he and Peyton play together, I think the better they'll be.